Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show here on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio network, Block Talk Radio. And you can check us out on our website, thetruthisthetruth.net. And we got a lot of stories coming through, a lot of things we're going to talk about, the whole list of stuff. McCarthy gone, who's going to be the new speaker, why he's gone. The Ford case that's going on in New York, the Constitution being shredded, why businesses are leaving in New York, and New York's going to be declared a ghost town, and nobody's going to be living there in the next few years. If you're in the real estate market, you better leave now, because New York's a dead city, a dead town, until you get rid of all the Democrats / communists, because there is no business there, and it's going to die even longer. With the crap that's going on there between the illegals and the fraud and everything else. So, and you got that. You got Nancy Pelosi getting kicked out of a Plus office and a bunch of other stuff there. Plus, the Hunter Biden did his thing and his mugshot, and that's out there somewhere. You got open borders, you got all kinds of peace rings, you got the voting next Tuesday. Trump, different campaigns, and Trump will be down here, and all that stuff for the next week. So there's a lot of different things going on. But in the meantime, let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing awesome. Happy hump day to everybody. It's a great day.
Well, you know, I want to tell you, know what's missing with the hump day? Geico used to have a commercial on every Wednesday where you got a camel coming through the office, and they say, you know, and he goes, you know what day it is? Do you know what day it is? And he goes, yeah, happy hump day, because camel has a hump. So that's what that was. And that used to be one of the famous ones.
cute.
And yet the other one was to pick out the window with going, wee. But, you know, there's a bunch of stuff out there. You know, those were commercials were good.
Week,
these days
though.
A joke.
Hasn't it been an interesting week?
Yes. Well,
history,
you know, the whole country.
History and bullshit and lying. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, we'll start
it's all,
off with my...
slowly
yeah.
coming, the truth is becoming clear, and people are seeing the truth. And I think that's important. I stand behind Congress. He lied. He bullshitted us. He swore he did it. He signed the contract, and he lied. And that is not good. It's not good. And now he's gone. And he took it like a man. He really did. But I bet you he went back of it in his office and was drinking his Napoleon brandy and feeling sorry. I was a good speaker. They shouldn't have done it to me. You know, you got to stop spending. There's no money there. You got to live like the people. You got to live like you're poor. You can't live like you're rich. You're not rich. And I'm going to tell you something else. If Trump becomes speaker, I want them to vote on people to stop making that 174 grand. That's for sure. I want them to start making a dollar.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi's a rude.
Yes.
And Nancy
yes.
Pelosi's
we'll...
rude. She should
yeah.
have moved out of that office. But she is a whore and a pig. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know? She made her own rules. And now you live by the sword, you get oust by the sword. Okay? It's all yours.
Okay. Before we talk about, we always start talking about the McCarthy and stuff, but that was yesterday's news. The day before, start off the week, Monday was Trump's first day at trial. And there, and then nobody thought he was going to come, except we broke the story last week that Trump was going to be at the courtroom. It wasn't mandatory; it's voluntary. He didn't have to be there. He doesn't need to be there on a civil trial. His lawyers
does. He wants to eyeball the attorney general who lied, and he's going to keep saying she's a liar, and he's proving she's a liar because she is a liar. Okay.
He made the court.
She brought a court case. The judge is stupid. He needs to be ousted, and she needs
he's
to be ousted. They need to be discharged.
He's also doing it for he did it politically reason, but he did it for another reason. He's responsible. Hit the Trump Enterprises is responsible in New York. And some of the properties for hundreds of thousands of employees throughout the New York area alone.
Right.
And he's there yes. representing each one of his employees, and he's there to protect the employees. And this Letitia James, for political reasons only, because that's what she campaigned on, she was going to run
so
for governor. She failed to running
she
for governor.
She is so jealous of him. It just reeks off of
no,
her.
No, she's not that she's jealous of. She's a pure, purebred communist. She's a crook. She is a promised evil individual.
But she couldn't create it herself. She yeah. had to have a helping hand, and she is owned.
Yeah, she is coordinating with... She is coordinating with Garland and Biden and company,
yes.
and they're trying every which way to take down Trump because Trump is in the
they
White
can't.
House. They can't stop him.
You can't
him.
Do illegal and shit and expect it to become legal. It just
right.
doesn't work that way, you
yeah.
know, and corruption
that's what she's doing.
Is absolutely.
But anyway, breaking news just before we went on the show, Donald Trump posted in Truth Social, which we put it, and he said that there was, you know, okay, a little bit about the New York Law Journal. New York Law Journal is like the Bible. It's a newspaper. In fact, when we were over at what's his name's office the couple of years ago, Trump's lawyer, and we were in his office. He had the New York Law Journal there. I was reading it. But I haven't seen, I used to get
Peter.
That all the time while I was working.
Peter
Yeah,
Tipton.
Peter's. Yeah, Peter Tipton. And we were going, and I used to work for lawyers for Paul Matthews, stuff with Supreme Court judges, a paralegal, and investigators, stuff like that. And I used to read, get the New York Law Journal all the time. It's the Bible of all the lawyers in the state of New York, if not
okay,
in the
so
country.
Okay, so what about it?
Okay,
about
the respected, the respected New York Law Journal writes that the dissolution ordered in the people of the state of New York versus Trump appears unwarranted. In other words, they say that it's not, according to the lawyers, high-tech lawyers, there is nothing there. It appears, wow, that's big. The whole trial is a Democrat-inspired hoax, just like Russia. Spying on my campaign, the 51 fake intelligence agents, divisive forgeries, and everything else. This is a total witch hunt where I am not even allowed to have a jury. The corrupt AG, Letitia James, is convinced that convinced the judge that Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million. By the way, Mar-a-Lago is estimated worth somewhere between $500 million and over $1.5 billion. Anybody, first of all, West Palm Beach property there is extremely high anyway in value.
It's at the
especially,
ocean. It's at the ocean. Oceanfront property is very lucrative, okay?
It's literally from the ocean to... It goes from the intercoastal to the ocean, and it's worth a flock of trees is worth $150 million right next door,
Right.
It may be worth 50,000 times that.
And the judge is an idiot, and the judge cannot put that in because that's not the judge's job. The judge is here there to be impartial and to hear the case. Not to put his two cents in. Legally.
No, and he goes on. He goes on. Based on the fake lowball number, the judge ruled that I committed fraud. No, corrupt Letitia James committed fraud, and she did say she's going to be arrested soon and go to prison for fraud. Her days are numbered. The documents are already there. We're ready to put her into a prison cell. And one of our people are about to process going to serve her.
Should I send her some soap with a rope?
Yeah. Her papers are fraudulent ones, not mine, and she doesn't have a disclaimer clause. This case should never have been brought. The New York Law Journal, which is the Bible in the legal field, said that this case should never have been done. And and that's a big thing
How
there.
How does it have merit? How does it have merit?
She doesn't. This whole thing's a fix from day one.
How did she become the Attorney General?
Because she ran on the fact of getting Trump, and there's a lot of Trump haters in New York because they're all communists.
The whole state hates Trump.
No, people just don't vote. That's the problem.
Well, New York is in shit, so okay? People are leaving. Businesses are closing. I mean, they pulled his license to do business. Hundreds of thousands of people who get a paycheck every week.
The appeals court gave Trump his license back, and the appeals court also gave warrants to our process service to arrest the judge and Letitia James and stuff, and that's in the process we're doing now. For criminal fraud.
I have a picture of her in an orange suit.
Right.
I do.
By the way, did you take it? You like the picture of Trump holding the mallet for a speaker?
I did. But did you like the picture of him with the bullhorn?
Yeah.
Speaking. I'm the speaker. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. Last night, you and I were talking. And then he said to me that he's been ousted. And I said, Trump speaker. Didn't I not say that?
Yeah, right. And then I posted all over. And then I posted all over the place and started to take off. And then Newsmax started. The Fox News started. Then Trump himself started doing it. And the media this morning, even MSNBC, the others asked him that.
When we were listening to Mr. K and Mr. Schmidt doing their show, and I said, and these people, they have no idea what they're doing. I think Congress is so dysfunctional. I really do. I think there's some really stupid people in there who have no idea how to run a business, because basically Congress is running a business. Okay, it's the business of the country, and since they're the power of the purse, they have no idea about how liabilities and assets and costs and how everything works. And this is so stupid. They should not be there. They are morons. So I'm figuring, you know what? Trump knows how to operate a business. He can write a business plan. Okay, he should be the speaker. Okay. He can make that happen. He can make things come together. He will organize it, you know, like a well-oiled engine, okay? And chill out the chaos. And he will handle it. And he's good at it, okay? And if
meanwhile,
those people in Congress care about this country, or we need to vote them out. We need,
right.
They
meanwhile,
need to go.
Meanwhile, since we have no speaker until next Tuesday, the House of Representatives has been shut down until next Tuesday when we vote for speaker.
They have somebody running it. They have a temp.
Yeah, and he kicked out Nancy Pelosi, but the official duties are not going to be until they vote for speaker.
Get out of the office. How long did he tell her to get out of the office? Today, move your shit out and get out of here.
Yeah, here. Yeah, in fact, Akeem Jeffers moved her out.
Where is the squad?
I think she went to California, so Akeem Jeffers took her stuff and moved down.
I think we should vote to make her only earn a dollar.
Yeah.
You want to see how fast she'll resign?
Mm-hmm.
You take them down to a dollar. You take them down to the dollar, and you'll see what's more important. The money or the country. If they paid me a dollar and I was a congresswoman, I'd take it because I love this country. But it's not about a dollar bill. It's about content of character. It's about the country and the Constitution and the best for the people. And until they know that, they're dysfunctional. They really are.
Yeah. Also, a couple of things happening in a home. This is in Minnesota. In a home filled with 11 illegals, an 11-year-old girl was reportedly kidnapped, tied up, and gang raped alongside two other young girls in Bemidji, Minnesota. That's 1,500 miles from the Mexican border.
Ilhan Omar. Is that Ilhan Omar? Is that her district?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. In Philadelphia, left-wing HIV plus reporter, positive reporter, who gushed about Soros DA Larry Grassley was shot 7 times and killed in front of his home. Somebody got even there. A far-left social justice activist and poet was stabbed to death on the streets of Brooklyn by an unstable vagrant. It passed his girlfriend, refused to provide a description of the assailant, because she didn't want to hurt the assailants. Henry Cuellar, a Democrat congressman, was carjacked at gunpoint in D.C.
That's what's going on. They're allowing the criminals to dictate. And until you stop it and you handle it, it's not going to go away.
This is what the girl said.
People, hear me. You're in danger. Your life is in danger because you just don't see the truth.
Yeah.
You're not listening.
The friends, Yeah, the friends of that murdered Brooklyn activist, Ryan Carson, I just mentioned, says that he would feel sorry for his killer and would have blamed lack of resources for his own death. He would immediately see that this was a person who probably needs better mental health support, possibly housing, possibly drug support, drug treatment. Imagine being so brainwashed that even after the murder of your friend, you feel obligated to paint the murderer as the real victim. That's the problem of the left. That's the mindset of the progressives. That's the mindset of the Democrats / communists. That's why the blue states, the Democrat states is not safe. Everybody got to leave if you fire your thing. That's why if you're a parent, you have no business voting for a Democrat.
It's not safe anywhere. Shit. I'll give you a for instance. When I go grocery shopping in Publix, they're still wearing a mask.
Yeah, well, you get some mentally ill people around that don't, because they don't realize that they're hurting themselves. Then you got Henry Kurlef.
When I watch concerts on YouTube and I look at the audience, because you get to see them panning the audience, they're wearing a mask.
Henry Cuellar, a Democrat congressman, one of the big ones, was carjacked at gunpoint in D.C. by three men. He's really mad they stole his sushi.
Oh, come
in
on.
In Baltimore, tech founder Pablo Lebre was gruesomely killed by a serial rapist released early from prison just a few years into what should have been a 30-year sentence. This is what George Soros' attorneys would be doing. Shivanti Sanandan, a Minnesota Democrat lawmaker who called for defunding the police, was finally carjacked and posted a selfie on social media with blood streaming down her face, now supporting the police. Democrat prosecutors and Democrat open borders have unleashed hell on the streets of America. And I pray it won't take even more deaths and violence perpetrated against left-wingers for them to wake up. Sadly, it probably will. Look, you have to secure the border. You have to support law enforcement. You got to stop with the left-wing feel-good type of stuff. It ain't going to do anything but maybe kill you or your child. So that's the difference. You need to change.
I guess they want their grandchildren dead.
Yeah.
Well, how I look at it. Don't seem to care. You know? Or they want their children raped and sodomized, their daughters. Mm. You know?
I wonder how many people heard the test this afternoon. It was supposed to happen once, but we had it twice, and I don't know what that's about, but It was kind of interesting.
Nobody made a comment on my comment.
Yeah.
Oblivious.
Also, now a couple Trump updates coming on. Mm-hmm. First of all, Trump is going to be down here in West Palm Beach next Wednesday, a week from today, at 12:47. That's in the Hilton over in West Palm Beach. We used to call it the Dog Pound when they did the kennel over there, but now they moved over to a couple years back to the Hilton at the airport. Everything goes according to plan, we may be broadcasting live from Club 47 next week. We will see. Now
we'll see
on the 10th. And this is something, I actually broke this story back about almost a month ago with my coach friend, Christina, about this. It's now official. On the 10th, Carrie Lake is going to make a huge announcement in the Ragtime Rally in Phoenix, Arizona, a week from yesterday, where she's announcing that she is running for the U.S. Senate seat in Arizona.
What happened to her being governor?
By the time it goes through the courts and everything, she'll be senator instead.
So they have no governor? Katie's gone.
They have, but she's not really. They have a temp. I don't even think they can. We don't know if Katie Hobbs is around or not. She's been in and out. She's been out ever since she's been indicted. She's been in and out. So, President Trump delivers remarks in Wilkesboro, New Hampshire, on the 9th. And then on Saturday, he'll be in Iowa. And he delivers some marks across Iowa on Saturday. He's coming, doing a bunch of stops there.
Where's our fearless governor?
He's around somewhere.
I haven't heard much from him. He's quiet.
No. Yeah, he's been pretty quiet.
He swatted him in the head and told him to shut up. He said
yeah, maybe.
More moronic stuff. Yeah. So.
A Swiss writer who called a journalist fat lesbian sentenced for 60 days in prison for calling a journalist fat lesbian. In Switzerland, I believe.
Was she a fat lesbian?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not nice anyway. It means you have to be in jail. That's just not nice, okay? You can have some respect, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, look, we are the central of respect. I mean, there is no respect right now. So they usually bounce off of us, okay? And that's not happening.
Yeah.
So the whole world is dysfunctional because we have an idiot in the House. We have another idiot who's his puppet master. The VP is just a laughing hyena. We have morons in Congress. We have total chaos around the country. Borders open. Inflation sky high. And you know what? That thing that they did the other day, voting to put down the road, down not making a budget or whatever it is, it will cause inflation to go higher. Anybody know that out there? Oh yeah. Call in at 515-602-9657. Have a discussion on that, because inflation will get worse because they don't know how to balance their bucks. And they're spending money we don't have. And that does affect inflation. And prices will go up, people. So don't sit and cry. You voted for the morons. You know,
okay,
they lied to you.
Yeah.
They lied
okay,
to you.
Now, if you want to vote for this year's election in November, voter registration deadlines are in Mississippi, October 9th, Kentucky, October 10th, Virginia the 16th, but Virginia does allow for election day voter registration. That's got to change. New Jersey is the 17th of October, and Pennsylvania is the 23rd of October. If you want to vote in November, these are the dates you got to register beforehand.
But they steal the, because they don't do a thumbprint. They don't do DNA. It's the only way to go. Same day voting. DNA, thumbprint. With a photo ID. What do you think?
Okay, well, we're working on in Virginia. Scott Pressler is working on getting enough people registered, Republicans, to take two state Senate seats in Virginia, and that would give Glenn Youngkin a supermajority in Virginia to do what he needs to do.
Okay. Why do we have the House and the Senate in Virginia?
Yeah, we got stuff going.
Is the House and the Senate controlled by the Democrats or the Republicans? in Virginia.
And controlled by the Republicans in Virginia, but we need a supermajority to get things done, and we're going to get that.
So we're talking about the House and the Senate taking
seats. Yes. Right. That's
okay.
What we're working on. That's what Scott Press is doing. That's why just Scott gave you that from.
Okay. Well, you had to make that specific because it could be federal or state. So it's state. Okay. Well, we have supermajority here in Florida.
Yes, and it defeated some defeated the left, and also defeated DeSantis' move to try and keep Trump off the ballot on a pledge move, and they said no, and Trump is on the ballot.
Whoa, roll, hold, take, stop.
There was a pledge.
Governor DeSantis.
Right.
I didn't ask you that. Governor DeSantis decided to go and chomp on Trump by making him so he couldn't be on the ballot here in Florida.
What he tried to do.
Yes or no?
No. Let me explain to you what happened. Before DeSantis ran for office for president, and before Trump, they had there was a move that you had to pledge to support the winner of the campaign. If you didn't pledge it, you can't be on the ballot. That was voted down.
Okay.
But it was a law that was there to protect DeSantis and get Trump out of the way.
And
it didn't work.
You know what law they changed in our state so that Governor DeSantis didn't have to resign? That one I found to be corrupt.
Yeah.
That was corrupt.
Right.
So they do the same fucking criminal shit they did when Biden was running. I mean, these people played bullshit. They're not ethical. They're not ethical. And the governor should have said no. So he's not ethical.
He's a swan. He's deep state. Now, so don't forget, while Trump...
Hold it. Take a breath. And now you got to wonder about our House and our Senate here in the state of Florida. Are they deep state? Are they rhinos?
No, actually, they defeated the DeSantis motion, so it's fine.
Did they?
They won't go for it. Yeah, they didn't go for it. He's still governor because that one they stayed. It doesn't matter. I'd rather have him stay here as governor and just run his trust thing out. He's not going to win the president campaign.
I read that Matt Gaetz made this really bold, encouraging move because he wants to be governor of the state of Florida. So he did it as a political move. What's your thought on that?
What he did on Tuesday?
He's raising funds.
He's raising funds for that.
What do you think about him as a governor?
I think he'll be great.
So do I. I think he's bold. I remember when he was
I think he'll be
the,
great whatever he does.
Campaign.
His father, Mr. Gaetz, is running for Senate against Rick Scott in Florida, most likely.
Has his father ever been in the political game?
Yes.
I never heard of him. Tell me about him.
His father is a big-time political bigwig. He comes from, it's going back many years ago. But his father is a political wick, the conservative, and he will defeat, if he does throw his hat in to run for the U.S. Senate in Florida, he will defeat Rick Scott, hands down.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to tell you, Rick Scott has got issues, okay?
Yeah, but I want to tell you, Rick Scott has a lot of different things and everything, and he's out there fighting on occasions, but the biggest thing... biggest thing that Rick Scott did was when he was on Mike Gessen's radio show and a certain individual tried to placate to him, even though he hated him, and said he apologized for that, and then asked him to find a way to help repair the home that he lives in. And Rich Scott said, "Don't get a job." You know, he's get a job, and I'll give you. Hold on.
You know who's going to run on the Democrat side? Come on, take a hint. Who will run?
Democrat side.
Yeah, he hugged Obama.
Why is he running? I heard he's gone out of politics.
No way. I think he's gonna run. Who is gonna run here?
He can't win a statewide election. Anyway, first of all, no Democrat's going to win in a statewide election in the state of Florida with almost 700,000 Republicans.
Who ran the farm? Well, who ran for governor, the woman? What was her name?
Nikki Free.
She's
not going to do anything either. It's a joke.
Oh, yeah.
There is no way that a Democrat could win a statewide office in the state of Florida. There's almost 700,000 registered Republicans over Democrats in this country.
I can hear her campaign promise. I'll give you free joints.
In the meantime, Hunter Biden went into court on Monday, and he pleaded not guilty, and he's doing the same thing.
What do you think about Trump being in the flow of running for speaker?
I think it's great. We'll find out for Tuesday. The left is really crazy on this. They're falling over each other.
I'm talking, we have 221 NIMNODs, or 220 now. No, 221 NIMNODs sitting there in Congress. Do you think that they'll vote for Donald? Come on.
Maybe.
Really? Well,
maybe.
I know he has 8 votes. You think Marjorie Taylor Greene? I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene voted to keep McCarthy. I don't know. McCarthy. I didn't understand that one. I just didn't. Or Scalise is running. I mean, I don't get that. You know, these people. Do you think that they will all come to Trump and let him take over as the speaker?
I think so.
You know, everybody remembers when because we are all MAGA. We are Make America Great Again. I am. I don't like the shit that's going on in this country. Too bad. You don't like it? I don't really give a shit. I'm not for a democracy. I live in a republic. I live with the Constitution. I am a patriot. I am a Sons of Liberty. I am a constitutionalist. And I am a conservative. And I'm proud of all of it. I work my ass off. Nobody handed me shit in this life. And I don't want to hear it. Okay? And these people are all greedy, cunning, lying, scum, with no integrity whatsoever. And they should not be there. They lie. They all about themselves and their own ill-gotten gain. And they are selfish. So if they do not support Donald J. Trump, that will tell me who the dogs really are. And so we continue. What else is on the... Hey, let's talk about Gavin Newsom and his Maryland person replacing Dianne Wiedstein. Isn't that cool? From another state. That's a new play.
Yeah, that's got to be a problem.
I know. They don't have rules. They don't care. You know? They don't, like I said, I'll repeat it, they have no integrity, and they lie, they cheat, and they're frauds, you know. And the people vote for it. They're so horrible. You tell them, and then they don't like you because you tell them the truth, because they think you're lying and you're manipulating them. And they just don't believe you. How many friends and people hate us who really used to love us? Now they just can't stand us because we express the truth. And then they think, oh, no, no, we're full of it. Right? Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How many? Tons. Okay? Well, you know what? We were right. We tell the truth. And if you don't like it, well, you know, it's your loss. You're all invited to come on our show and debate any topic you want. I would enjoy it. Hell, even Aphrodite Jones should come back on our show. Years later, call in 515-602-9657. Come on, debate something with me. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm right. Change the subject. How about football? You want to talk about football?
Yeah, so far, I can tell you about baseball. The playoffs have started, and Minnesota,
yeah.
The Twins, eliminated Toronto Blue Jays 2-0. It's one of my predictions came true, and that's the first time they did anything good in 18 years in the playoffs. So that's a big thing there.
Wow.
That's happening. Tonight,
the
Marlins are playing Philly. These are wild card. Marlins are playing Philly down 1-0. If the Marlins lose tonight, they'll be eliminated. But if they win, they could go because it's the best 2 out of 3.
Okay.
So that's a big thing
there.
That's
cool. That's great.
Meanwhile,
you know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for hockey season to start.
This week, coming up. The exhibition game's already started. I think next week is the first game, this weekend, something like that.
Yeah.
My
favorite sport. Hockey's my favorite sport.
Yeah, when you go to, in fact, it's the Devils 4, the Rangers 2, and the 2. And this is an exhibition, I believe. I don't think this is a regular season. So that's about it.
I'm waiting for the Panthers to play the Islanders.
That will be coming up. They'll be playing them several times in the because they're in, you know, all these coasts.
Now that
so you'll see them.
Exciting to watch. Yeah. Great game.
But when you go to watch a hockey game, bring a sweater, especially if you're down here in South Florida. If you go
and
to see what they call the Truist, it used to be the Panther, it used to be BBT, it's, I call it Panther Stadium, it's Truist now. But if you go in there, it's a beautiful stadium, a beautiful arena, I should say. It holds about 18,000, 19,000 fans, but it is cold. If you're near the ice, if you're going to sit in the stands and watch it that way, or you can watch it they have restaurant levels where you can actually watch the hockey game and eat at the same time, or you can have the suites. There's a couple people.
Just a sweater.
Just a sweater. But the thing is, a sweater. That's good. But the thing, and you watch it, and it depends. It depends on where you are. Sometimes it's better high up.
And you got to bring your rat. You got to bring your rubber rat. Your rat.
Downstairs they have the store where you can buy all kinds of type of paraphernalia and stuff like that. It's really good. And they hold a lot of different things there. It's really cool.
I believe the Panthers will go all the way this year. They will win the Cup.
Panthers have a good. They had a good team last year. They came to the Stanley Cup Finals and they lost there. They have a pretty good team. I don't know if they improved or not. I have to see the games. And it's just too cumbersome to play to do fantasy hockey.
Panthers and Islanders, those are my hope.
But they can't be the Cup Finals because they're the same conference. But that's okay. This past Sunday was a big event in wrestling called Wrestle Dream, and that's a big thing. All right, we got a caller in 651 calling in.
Hey, someone heard me.
Hello. Hello, 651. Who is this, and what's the topic?
Oh, hi. I was calling in to listen. I'm just interested in hearing what you guys have to say.
Okay.
Okay. We want you to hold on. Okay. Right now, at the end, we're doing the end. We're still catching up some stuff. But anyway, just listen, and if you have a question, let me know, okay?
Okay.
So hurricane season. What's
okay,
left with
wait.
Hurricane
season? Yeah, we still got hurricanes around, but before we get into that, I just want to start, I started with Wrestle Dream. Wrestle Dream happened Sunday for AEW, and there was one surprise guest that came in. People that that know who Adam Copeland is, Edge came and surprised everybody and actually sided with Sting and Allen, so that was a good thing there. And watch
you
tonight.
You know what AEW stands for, right?
All Elite Wrestling.
And who owns it?
Same person that owns the Jacksonville Jaguars, Tony
and his
Khan.
His name is? That's right.
Tony Khan.
That's right. I'm working on the project I'm working on. I just posted an article on someone from that.
Yeah.
So,
as far as the hurricane season, we still have Felipe, who's just last the Leeward Islands and stuff, Antigua and Barbados and a few other places there. It's now moving north, and it's expected to be an ocean storm that may be up in the Canadian areas, up in that area with the Thousand Islands and stuff like that. There's nothing else in the horizon. There's been several cold fronts that's been coming through across the country, several severe areas of weather in the Midwest and Kentucky, so you got to watch out, and also Texas, so you got to watch out for there. And so it's interesting. But the biggest stories going on is the fact that you got in New York with the fake trial there. By the way, that's very dangerous because what's happening to Trump is going to happen to everyone else if we don't stop it now. And that is very important. Because they're making up rules and regulations. They can't beat Trump by legal ways, by the vote. So they're trying to do it every which way they can to try and stop
him
that way.
They denied him the right to pick
a jury trial.
The only way he, right, and they denied him. And that's a violation of
the Constitution, among other things. The right to a jury trial of your peers and all that stuff. But the thing is...
That judge is an idiot.
Yeah, that judge, they call him Bozo the Clown as his nickname because his hair looks like Bozo. For those people that in the 60s, 70s, and 80s who know what Bozo the Clown is, that goes back to the day of the 50s
the
or 60s
is,
or something.
The point is... He should be thrown off the bench. He should be marched. Really?
There's disbarment proceedings happening against Letitia James. There is indictments coming down on Letitia James and the judge. When you get the New York Law Journal, which is the biggest law newspaper in the country, saying that there is no case, asking that this Letitia James and the judge to be disbarred and eliminated from his legal field, you know something's wrong.
That doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good.
But the thing is, if they're making laws to go after somebody because they don't like their politics, imagine what happens to you and I, and they're going after you because they don't like what we say.
This is tampering with an election.
Yeah, it's election interference.
And they're trying to tamper with the fact that he could be speaker. I'm sure they're working on it.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure they're
trying. There's a law that they put in January that was decided to keep him out of that. But it's also the Supreme Court's Scotus ruled that to be unconstitutional. So that thing is all thrown out. There is no such thing to keep them off of being being in office of any way they can, and including speaker.
Right.
The same thing is the rule that the using a Civil War era thing that the 14th Amendment using the Civil War law to keep Confederates off out of office. It can't be used with this one either. The same thing that the Supreme Court has ruled that unconstitutional too on several cases.
You notice
so
that Merrick Garland, you notice that they're very quiet. Oh, but the White House. Wasn't the White House upset about him being on the list to run for Speaker?
Yeah, so is everyone else. All the Democrats were.
Well, my point was there were 221 Republicans sitting in that
222 Republicans. 222 Republicans. There's four.
Do you think they're threatened by these people, the animals? That if you
right
vote
now,
Trump,
right now,
anything?
If you took a vote, if you took a vote today, Trump is winning. Between now and Tuesday, there'll be a lot of discussions behind the scenes, but he will actually win. She hung off, by the way, just letting you know. But the point is, she wanted to hear what's going on, and we went to
hear us. And I'm not the only one speaking it. We want our country back. We want this, whatever this is, to be gone. Go away. Go get another life. Wherever
anyway,
you leave the country, if you don't like it, don't live here. Nobody wants it. You cannot torch our way of life. Because me and the millions that are stand alongside of me, because we're equal, we stand together, are not going to take your shit. I'm telling you. And the truth will prevail.
Yep.
And this is Scarlett Butler telling everybody, I'm going to be back on Sunday and have a marvelous week. And God bless you and God bless America. Take care, all, and keep your chins up. It's getting better. Take care. Bye.
Before we end, we got a couple of things coming in. The FBI is eyeing Trump supporters ahead of the 2024 vote, saying that to prevent violence. That's bullcrap. They're trying to target any kind of support that Trump will have. And supporters, so they're doing that way, and that's wrong. And that's what communist nations do, and that's what's happening there. So that's a big thing there. And I hear that there's some kind of controversy, a little bit of rivalry going on between Aaron Rodgers and Travis Kelce, and they took a shot at each other. So that's a big thing there. Anyway. Next show is Sunday at 7 p.m. That's Sunday, this Sunday at 7 p.m. We'll have more breaking news, more information coming in, guests and everything else. You never know what's going to call in. You never know who's going to be on coming on the Forbidden Door. And we might have some confirmation on a few things, too. So tune in this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Truth Is Out There radio show, on the Truth Is Out There Voice of the People Media Network on Block Talk Radio. If you want to join and become part of the truth, go to thetruthisthetruth.net. That is thetruthisthetruth.net. I want to thank everyone for listening. I'd like to thank the caller for calling in. I'd like to thank my co-host, Scarlett, and we'll continue to expose. And yes, let's make the left really cry. Let's get Trump for Speaker of the House. Then once he's Speaker of the House, let's impeach Harris and Biden, and then which puts Trump as the President of the United States once again before 2025. It'll end up happening as soon as beginning of next year, 2024, depending on how long this process works. That is a big thing. Matt Gaetz becoming governor of the state of Florida, that's a good thing. And for next time around, if he wants to run for that, Matt Gaetz is a vibrant, and we need more people like Gaetz, more people like Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Biggs and a few others. And let's get this done. And we need people that's going to fight for the country and not do the same swampy swamp thing as what McCarthy did. So anyway, we'll see you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio. Have a very pleasant evening, and we'll see you then.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good evening, America. Good night, and have a very pleasant evening. And remember, fight for your freedom. Fight for the Constitution. We are a constitutional republic, not democracy. Don't let it tell anyone else. Fight for your freedoms, because our freedoms and our Constitution is under attack. Stand up and be counted. And let's fight to win this country, save this country. Have a pleasant evening. See you on Sunday.